USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Lawlessness continues to rule the streets in New York City overnight. A 20-year-old woman pushing a stroller with a three-month-old baby had her life taken away in the Upper East Side. NYPD Commissioner Keechan Sewell.
Immediately after the shooting, the suspect fled the scene on foot, heading eastbound on East 95th Street. He is described as a male who was last seen wearing a hooded sweatshirt, sweatpants, and black pants, all black. At this time, there are no arrests, and I'm urging anyone who has information that can help us with this investigation to please call us at 1-800-577-TIPS.
Two men are facing smuggling charges resulting in deaths of 53 people in San Antonio's Texas Heat. 45-year-old Homero Zamorano Jr. and 28-year-old Christian Martinez will face a jury. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The feds are leveling child labor laws against Jersey Mike's Subway sandwiches.
The U.S. Department of Labor is finishing up an investigation into several Jersey Mike's subs locations. Authorities found the sandwich chain broke child labor laws by allowing 14 and 15-year-olds to work past 7 p.m. on school days and more than 3 hours on school days. The shops also neglected to keep proof of age documents on file. In total, Jersey Mike's is paying nearly $25,000 for violating civil liberties. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas' wife, Jenny Thomas, will not testify to the January 6th committee. Her lawyers say they do not have a sufficient basis to demand her testimony because the documents the committee has obtained do not show any wrongdoing. Her lawyer also claimed a bias in the January 6th committee would be anything but fair. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An Economist YouGov poll conducted earlier this week shows if the midterms were held today, Americans would vote Republican by a whopping 5%. That was a jump from 4% a week earlier. As mainstream media and Democrats think everything hinges on January 6th and the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision, reality shows it does not. What the administration has done to the U.S. economy has angered many Americans. Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer on Fox News says he can see right through the propaganda machine.
It's amazing just how sensible the American people are. They know what is important in their lives. They have a real sense of priorities, and it's almost always economic. It's pain, it's suffering, it's costs. These are the things people live by. And it just staggers me to see how the American press corps is from Venus and the American people are from Mars. When you look at the press corps and a lot of the Democrats on Capitol Hill, almost all of them, they think the entire election is about January 6th. They think the entire election is the American people have risen up in favor of Roe v. Wade instead of being equally divided about Roe v. Wade. They are so out of touch with the American people.
It's been 6 months since the James Webb Space Telescope took an orbit 1 million miles away from Earth. Scientists are saying images coming in are bringing tears to their eyes. NASA will release several images beginning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern on July 12th. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.